October 23rd, Friday. Is the Bible non-scientific or super-scientific? If you think about the history of the Exodus, it is a clear fact that everything took place before a proper civilization and a medical system were established. Because the Israelites didn't have the time or ability to think about hygiene, you can confirm that God led them with meticulous care. By making the bronze basin, the Israelites took care of their personal and collective hygiene. Your present responsibilities or duties might wear you out, make you feel discouraged, or cause you to complain and grumble. However, if they are the tasks given by God, there are reasons behind your understanding why He has allowed them. Therefore, the obedience and faith that people select before God become their most optimal choices. The Bronze Basin. Exodus 38, verse 8. He made the basin of bronze and its stand of bronze from the mirrors of the ministering women who ministered in the entrance of the tent of meeting. Whenever people face problems, they try to find solutions. However, the Bible instructs to find God's hidden answer and not the solution. That means going to the place of worship to find answers and to build an altar. It's natural to face difficulties along the path of the covenant journey. What is the meaning of making a bronze basin on that path? Number one, physical power. Because the Israelites could face great difficulties from infectious diseases on the wilderness path, God instructed them to make a bronze basin. Therefore, the bronze basin was built to protect and manage the health of the Israelites when they washed themselves with the water that was in it. The message of the role of water that saved lives was placed in the covenant of the bronze basin. Number two, the word and spiritual power. The water in the bronze basin means the word of life. Now you must go before the word, hold on to the covenant, and wash away your scars and incorrect disposition. Also, you must restore the strength to enjoy freedom, power, and your heavenly background. Furthermore, you must place God's word in your heart. If you can restore your spiritual strength and power, you will gain the principal source. There is a power that is invisible to the naked eye. Through God's power, you have gained new strength. You possess the amazing identity to acquire this power and enjoy your tremendous power as a child of God through prayer. Dear God, may today be the start of a new beginning. Please grant me new grace, spiritual strength, and power to save the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.